Hello and welcome back to the Baseball Aesthetic. It is Monday, so we are coming off a great weekend of baseball, and it was rivalry weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and such a great idea by MLB to really emphasize this weekend as rivalry weekend. And a lot of these matchups have certain names to them, like the Ohio Cup with the Cleveland Guardians and the Cincinnati Reds, the Freeway Series with the teams from LA. So they have these kind of built-up rivalries already in place, but I really like that they emphasize the rivalries based on geographical location, so like close proximity to each other. It's kind of taking a page out of soccer, and specifically over in Europe where they have derby matches, which are, you know, kind of rival matchups between close proximity towns or cities. And obviously in Europe where the towns and cities are closer together, really emphasizes that rivalry matchup. But I think it's a great idea by baseball to really kind of start to emphasize that close proximity rivalry as well. So that's kind of what took place with all these rival teams, whether they were in the same state or in close proximity to each other with their, you know, states being near each other. But really awesome. I think it's great for the fans too, especially if you if your team is away on a rivalry weekend, but it's not too far and you can get to the game and watch your team in an opposing team stadium, is just a great idea. So love this by MLB. Hope they continue really to emphasize this rivalry weekend and keep doing it, because it was great. So of the possible 15 matchups that took place, 11 of those were an NL team versus an AL team, which kind of added to some of the more intensity in this rivalry weekend, but it belonged to the National League this weekend. There were 11 matchups, so 11 series matchups, 33 games, and the National League won 20 of those games, and the American League won 13 of those games, but more importantly, the series victories. There were 7 series victories out of the possible 11 by National League teams and 4 series victories by American League teams. And of those 11 matchups, it involved 6 teams getting swept or sweeping the other team. So kind of rare that you have that many sweeps over a weekend, but there were 4 sweeps in the National League of the 7 series victories that included those 4 sweeps: the Cincinnati Reds over the Cleveland Guardians, the Cubs swept the White Sox in Wrigley, the Washington Nationals went down to Baltimore and swept the Orioles, and the San Francisco Giants hosted the Athletics and swept the Athletics. And in those 4 series victories for the American League, there was actually 2 sweeps in there. The Los Angeles Angels, which was probably a surprise there, sweeping the LA Dodgers in Dodger Stadium, and the Seattle Mariners, who went down to San Diego to take on the Padres and swept the Padres in 3 games. So belonged to the National League for sure, but really interesting that there were 6 sweeps over 11 matchups this weekend. So looking at total runs scored, on Friday there were 134 total runs scored, and 2 teams scored 10 or more runs. That was the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. On Saturday, the runs dropped just a touch to 129 runs scored, and really that included a big surge from the Colorado Rockies and the Arizona Diamondbacks, who put up a combined 26 runs, which Colorado won that game 14-12, and it was the highest run scoring game of the weekend, which is not a big surprise, but 26 runs scored in one game down in Arizona. That's going to probably be the league leader of the weekend in runs scored, so definitely a lot of runs scored on Saturday between the Rockies and Diamondbacks. And on Sunday, offensive production dropped significantly. Only 102 runs scored on Sunday. And actually, like, the offensive stat categories and the amount of hits really dropped on Sunday as well. So Friday and Saturday, definitely more an offensive day. And then Sunday, more of that pitching and defensive emphasis day. On Friday, there were 1,016 total at-bats, ending in 261 total hits. So that brought the average to 257, which is slightly higher than average. So definitely an offensive day with the amount of hits that took place on Friday. 255 strikeouts. So we had plus 6 strikeouts, or we had plus six hits over strikeouts, which again, anytime you have more hits than strikeouts, it's a sign of a good offensive production day. 178 total singles, which brought the average up to 68.2% of all hits were a single on Friday. 48 doubles, 6 triples, and 29 home runs. On Saturday, another again offensive production type day, 1,025 total at-bats with 252 total hits. So that dropped the average down to 246 for the day. And 231 total strikeouts. So that day was significantly different in the number of hits being a positive differential over strikeouts, which again is a surefire sign that it is an offensive day. So only 231 strikeouts. That brought the strikeout percentage down to 22.5%, which is pretty low of the number of at-bats ending in a strikeout. 155 total singles, 54 doubles, another 6 triples on Saturday, and a jump in home runs at 37 total home runs. So 14.7% of all hits ended in a home run on Saturday. And then Sunday, at-bat total dropped a little bit, but definitely more of a pitching day. 974 total at-bats, ending in 219 total hits, dropping the average down to 225, so the lowest by far over the weekend. 243 strikeouts. So now we had a significant amount more strikeouts than we had hits. There was a plus 25 strikeout differential over hits. Again, whenever the strikeouts are higher than hits, you know it's more of a day that belonged to the pitchers. 147 total singles, 41 doubles, 3 triples, and 28 home runs. So all together for the weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, over this rivalry weekend, there were 3,015 total at-bats. And of those at-bats, 732 of those were for hits, bringing the average to 243 over the weekend. 729 total strikeouts, so a plus 4 differential for hits over strikeouts over the weekend. 480 singles, 143 doubles, 15 triples, and 94 total home runs, bringing a percentage of 12.9% of all hits over Friday and Saturday and Sunday ended in a home run. So looking at these rivalry matchups, like I mentioned, the Cleveland Guardians got swept by the Cincinnati Reds in Cincinnati. The Phillies hosted the Pirates, and the Phillies were not welcome to the Pirates and swept those Pirates in a 3-game series. The Baltimore Orioles hosted the Washington Nationals, and the Nationals went into Baltimore with a 3-0 sweep. The Toronto Blue Jays hosted the Detroit Tigers, and the Tigers went up to Canada and won that series 2-1. Tampa Bay was in South Florida to take on the Marlins, and the Marlins won that series 2-1. The Atlanta Braves were up in Boston taking on the Red Sox, and the Braves won that series 2-1. The New York Mets versus the New York Yankees was a great weekend series and potential matchup we might see in the World Series as well, and the New York Yankees won that series 2-1. The Minnesota Twins are hot right now, and they went into Milwaukee and won a series 2-1. The St. Louis Cardinals were in Kansas City, and the St. Louis Cardinals went into Kansas City and won the series 2-1. The Chicago Cubs hosted the White Sox in Wrigley, and it was not a friendly confine for the White Sox as the Cubs swept the White Sox 3-0. The Texas Rangers hosted the Houston Astros, and Houston went in and won that series 2-1. The Athletics were in San Francisco, and the San Francisco Giants swept them 3-0. And then, like I mentioned before, probably the surprise of the weekend was the Los Angeles Angels sweeping the Dodgers in Dodger Stadium 3-0. The Colorado Rockies were down in Arizona, and the Arizona Diamondbacks won that series 2-1. And the Seattle Mariners went down to Southern California. They left Pacific Northwest and went to a sunny, bright area of California, and it was good for them. They won that series with a sweep 3-0. We got another great week of baseball headed our way, and then Memorial Day weekend coming up next weekend, which is a great weekend of baseball. I love, there's just something about Memorial Day weekend and baseball that just goes together. It just feels like America's pastime. It just feels so good. It feels very summery. So love that. We got some great matchups coming our way next weekend as well. And I always think of Memorial Day kind of that Monday after Memorial Day or that Tuesday, looking at the stats, and that's a great checkpoint to see, okay, where's my team at right now? It's a great checkpoint to see how those first couple months of the season have gone. So we'll check that out after Memorial Day weekend. But enjoy the baseball as much as you can. Watch the games. Eat all the food. Until next time, we'll catch you later.